A nearly unanimous vote in the House.
The yeas are 427, the nays are one.
An extraordinary moment as dozens of Jeffrey Epstein's victims watched and cheered in the gallery. Republicans and Democrats demanding the Justice Department release the FBI files into the sex offender.
The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
It was a vote President Trump tried to prevent for weeks, assisted by House Speaker Mike Johnson, who kept the House out of session for 54 days, effectively stalling it. When it became clear Republicans were going to defy the president, Trump reversed course and told them to vote yes.
He's been very clear and he has nothing to hide, and that's why he's endorsed the vote today.
For survivors of Epstein's abuse, a moment of victory.
We're ready for the next step, and we're ready to finally release the files.
All the files.
The Senate wasting no time, pledging to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Without objection, so ordered.
At a vigil, survivors getting word of the news.
The Senate has passed the bill.
President Trump has pledged to sign that bill into law. But tonight, even some Republicans sounding skeptical that the files will be released.
Do you take the president at his word when he says he's going to sign this bill? And do you have confidence that these files will actually be released?
I only take people's actions seriously. No longer words.
The fact is, the president doesn't need Congress to release the Epstein files. He could do it on his own. But the president has not ordered the Justice Department to release the files. Instead, he demanded that they investigate Epstein's ties to Democrats. Critics say it's to get the spotlight off of himself.